And we're live.
Hello.
How you doing today, buddy?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, never better.
Every show starts exactly the same.
Goddamn right. We're professionals.
Except this one. We're doing something new, even for us.
new and improved.
All right, so let's see if I can fucking do this on the fly.
That's like anytime you say that, you know it's going to be good.
Oh, I already know what's going to happen. This fucking guy's not going to answer the phone.
No, he better answer.
Well, he doesn't even know we're fucking calling.
That's what I'm saying. He better answer.
All right. Awkward pause. I wonder if he's watching right now.
That'd be great.
He's not going to fucking answer, motherfucker.
Hi, you've reached 172.
Fuck. 9-3. Hold on.
Comedy gold.
He's missing his fucking opportunity. Josh, this is Doug and Anthony from Who's Right. We were calling to make your Make-A-Wish come true.
We got an email from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, and we were supposed to bring you on the show.
You are as I understand it, you are a black guy, and you were looking for some reparations, and we were going to give you reparations, but you didn't answer, so that's it.
The Make-A-Wish Foundation had called and said, we got a black guy. That's all they said.
And that's where we stopped, and we said, we're fucking on it. Oh, all right, shit. Well, sorry, Josh.
Maybe next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, well, that was fun. All right, let's get to the show.
What?
That name threw me off. I was thinking it's somebody that I knew. He's just not very good at hiding just his fucking name.
Shit, yeah, man. More super chats. Bug Rice. I'm at work right now, and there's a big fire a few places down. Cool. Get some marshmallows. Newber 341.
Thanks for the $20, Newber 341.
I was just reading it as it came in.
Okay, let's get to why we're here. Why are we here?
Because I got nowhere else to be.
Oh, fuck. Her and her. All right. Do you see the fucking picture she's got now?
Yep.
Okay. So we have some Dear Flabbies to answer, and we are bringing on a guest reader. Mm-hmm. So here she is, Taylor.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hello. How are you doing, Taylor?
I'm doing swell.
All right. So you, we found you, you found us, so whatever.
we found you on the side of the road.
We found you in our after show chat last week, right?
Yeah.
And you're here now.
Unfortunately.
So if you want to come on and be part of the show, all you have to do is sign up for our Patreon, go into our after show chat and have boobs, and then we'll bring you on.
Yeah, I'm dropping my tier.
Surprise, surprise.
All right. So you have some questions. You're going to be like the host of this episode.
Can't go any worse than it normally does.
Just shut the fuck up and start reading. I'm already tired of your shit.
I mean, I could just change like the picture back to what it was.
But... Oh, Jesus. All right. I'm getting Kevin back.
I think we should have you and Kevin try to read them at the same time and outread each other.
Who can be louder and more obnoxious?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Alrighty. The first question comes from Spreader Auf Ass. And his message is.
Wait, you want to try that name again? I can't even see it, and I'm going to give you a chance to try it again.
Well, see, he spread. He spelt his name. I'm assuming he was trying to be funny and put it in like German, but it's Spreader of Ass. All right, so
fuck.
That was deleted.
That was uncomfortable, wasn't it?
This is going well.
No, it's going great. Everything's going good.
Alrighty. Dear Flabbermeister, my girlfriend and I have been having bedroom problems for a while now, and I'm not just talking about her never-ending ravaging lice infestation, but that's off topic. I'll cut it short. The sex is dull, so in order to spice things up, she invited me to her house while her parents were out to some fancy seafood restaurant and told me to come in with an open mind, wearing nothing but a blindfold. So I come in, start fumbling my way through the house. Sure enough, I hit something, fall, and get lodged in between what seems to be the sofa and the armchair. Just as I'm about to call out for help, I feel my pants get taken down as something hard gently penetrates my butthole. And you know what? I don't care what anyone has to say. This was the best sex I've had my entire life. I don't care that the position was uncomfortable or that there wasn't enough lubrication for my first time or any other minor inconvenience I might have had. I don't even care that my girlfriend was late.
I would have skipped this by now.
I think that's why you had somebody else reading them.
But does it help that I just completely fucking tune out?
Mm-hmm. There's one more sentence.
Oh, fuck. Go ahead.
Her father, who came early from his dinner, raw-dogging me for 47 minutes. Although I wish he didn't use the phrase, ooh-wee, I wouldn't mind shucking this little oyster myself. Should I run off with him or try to sort it out with my life-infested girlfriend first?
Sort it out with him. Next question.
Yeah. That's it.
Fuck.
Now, I just read that book, and that's the bullshit answer you come up with?
Yeah. Taylor's bringing it. I just read that book, and you better fucking give me a better answer than that.
It's a bullshit question. I'm not going to waste anybody's fucking time answering
this
question.
This is a bullshit show.
So wait a minute. She read that for like 45 minutes and then I'm not going to waste anybody's time giving that an answer. But Doug was right though. Stay with the guy. Your girlfriend's got lice. That's gross. Lice means you're dirty. Yeah. Shave her head. That'll help.
So lice doesn't mean that you're dirty.
Oh, is that what we're going to argue about tonight? Really?
Why not?
Is that where this is going to go?
Well, have you ever had Doug's lice?
Is that why you have your head shaved?
Have you ever had lice?
Yes. Of course I've had lice.
Okay. Was it because you were dirty?
Yes.
No.
Then why?
I'm guessing that you got them from somebody else who got them from somebody that was dirty.
Oh, so like third hand is good?
No. So just because you put a hat on.
Lice.
What's that?
You know, like the 3 degrees of separation, the 3 degrees of lice.
Yeah. So just because you put a hat on that somebody else has with their lice infestation doesn't make mm-hmm. you dirty.
Yes, it is. If you take a hat from somebody that's dirty and you put it on your head, you're dirty and dumb.
Well, if you're okay, when your kids have gotten lice, right?
Yes.
When they came home and they said, okay, your kids have lice, did you go, you're dirty and dumb?
Yeah, I said, you dirty, dirty dirt balls. I made him sleep out in the yard that night.
Point at Bernie and say, even he doesn't have lice and he doesn't take baths.
You can't believe that. You have to know that having lice makes you dirty. I mean, lice doesn't survive in a clean environment. It's been scientifically proven.
I'm not even going to have this argument with you. You're just latching on like a
like
to the
like
scalp.
A lice.
Yeah. I'm just not going to. That's fine. Whatever. You know what? It makes you dirty. I don't give a shit. I don't. I have nothing invested in this conversation. Lice makes you filthy.
God, that was a very aggressive way to say, I don't give a shit.
I don't care about lice.
Man, next question.
Next question.
Alrighty, the next question comes from Bryce. He says, Dear Flabby, on the last episode, you guys talked about Anthony starting his career in machining and how he had never wanted to do it.
It like made me curious.
What would both of your dream jobs be? Thanks, love you both.
Oh, geez.
You go first.
Ahead. Oh, God. I'm being 100% serious when I say this. From the time that I was probably 12 years old, I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. That would be my dream job.
How's that going?
Terrible. Fucking terrible. Thanks for asking. God.
I'm not opening up when she's here.
Brutal, man. You just crushed my dreams.
Okay, next question.
I think it's your turn.
I was just trying to get out of it. my dream job? That's the question?
Mm-hmm. Dream job. Truck driver, isn't it?
I want to clean rest stops.
Clean rest stop bathrooms, yep.
Do you think we have anybody that listens to that's their job? Because I really want to talk to them. Because to me, that's like the worst fucking job in the world.
Just driving from rest stop, cleaning the bathrooms?
Yeah, so you do you think that's how it works? You're just assigned one rest stop.
Okay. If like it's just one rest stop, that would be cool. Because, how long does it take to clean one bathroom? And then you're done for the day, right? Or you just got to keep going back. Or you just got to hang out.
It's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You start at one shitter, work your way down the line, and then start back over.
That would be horrible. Yeah, if your job is to clean restrooms, man, you gotta get a hold of us. I want to know. You're still trying to get out of it. Just answer the fucking question. And I almost fell for it, damn it.
I guess my dream job would be if I could come in here and record an hour a week and get paid for it, that would be it. I think I've made that pretty fucking clear. Why am I answering this fucking question again?
That's my consolation dream job. Just to be a podcaster.
How can you say your dream job is something that you can't do?
What? It's a dream. You ever had a dream before where you walk through marshmallows? You can't do that either. Walk full of fucking pool full of marshmallows? Freddy Krueger cut your nose off?
What?
Exactly. There is a negative chance that I could ever be a stand-up comic. I can't get up in front of people and talk. Are you kidding me? I just think that would be an awesome job. I think you'd have... It's the job where you have total freedom. And if you make it, it's because of you. If you don't make it, it's because of you. It's total freedom either way. And you do what you want to do.
The same thing could be said about a fucking fry cook. That's fucking stupid.
No. You can be a fry cook and be really, really, really bad at your job. And you still make the same amount of money.
No, you get fired.
You ever? No. No, do you not know what no means? I mean, if you're a fry cook, you can be the worst fucking fry cook ever and still keep your job. I mean, it's not like if you're a really good fry cook, you make it, you know what I mean? you make the same $4 an hour or whatever they fucking make, whether you're a good fry cook or a bad fry cook.
No, if you're a good fry cook, then one of the scouts from the restaurant chains will come by and pick you up and be first
up to the bigs. Damn it. I didn't know that's how it worked.
Taylor, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Absolutely nothing. I'll be a trophy wife.
Sweet. That's awesome. Because if I was a girl, that's exactly what I would want to be.
Marry rich and do jack shit.
Right.
Anthony, you can still do that.
I don't think so. Have you seen me? I don't think so.
All right, next question.
Oh, she gets out of it? How's that work?
All righty. Dear Flabby, I am seeking relationship advice. My girlfriend is highly religious and I am not. We are high school sweethearts and have been each other's first for everything and been together for 3 years now. She said if I don't become religious, it will end our relationship. What should I do?
Become religious. Duh. All right. First of all, is she hot? That's always the first question.
Does that matter?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No. No, it depends on the religion.
Muslim extremist.
Is she hot? She would be really hot.
No, her hotness level is not nearly as important as the religion that she's in.
I think they both kind of work on a sliding scale.
Right. Okay. Maybe they are of equal importance.
Yeah.
But you can't say if she's super hot, but what if she doesn't let you do butt stuff, whatever that religion is?
Is there a religion that doesn't let you do butt stuff?
I'm sure there's a Bible somewhere that says thou shall not eat ass or whatever. I don't know.
Huh. I didn't think about that, I guess. I don't know. That's a hard one. I'm going to have a picture of her. We're going to have people send in pictures when they send these questions in.
Okay, now the real answer is fucking dumper, right?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the real answer is just the fact of her putting that out there, that should be the end of your relationship. Duh.
What about just faking religion? I mean, if let's say that she lets him just do all kinds of nasty, like piss on her and all that shit. You know, all the good stuff.
In the name of Christ.
But all she wants from him is for him to go to church once a week. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
Okay. So, like, hopefully she's Catholic. Because then you can go on Sundays, you get your cardio in by standing up and sitting down and standing, like, doing squats.
And then you don't have to worry about going to the gym. You get crackers and wine. Everything's good.
Next question.
Your next one comes from Geronimo. To the older guy who can actually help. My toilet seat handle broke. I know you are into constructing stuff, and I'm wondering if you can give me tips on how to fix. The handle is 3 inches and is metal, probably the death kind. I appreciate any tips, and I guess Anthony can chime in so he can win a participation award. Peace.
That's all I've ever wanted.
So just go to the fucking hardware store and get a toilet guts repair kit. No. Dummy.
It's a lot cheaper if you just go to the hardware store and get a 5-gallon bucket. I think you can even get a 3-gallon bucket for cheaper than that.
Just use the bathroom at the hardware store. Don't worry about buying anything.
And one of the displays.
Yeah, yes.
Why would anybody ask that question? Like, how am I supposed to answer that?
Like, very, very detailed explanation of how to fix a toilet seat handle.
Do these people not know, like, WikiHow and Google exist?
Nope. But somehow they found our podcast.
I'm going to need you to send me a picture of the part that's broke. I'll walk you through it. I'll call you and walk you through it.
So you want a picture of a toilet, but not a picture of the last guy's girlfriend. Your mind is in the gutter.
Your mind's in the shitter. You missed a fucking...
Son of a bitch.
Okay, next question.
All right, this comes from Starry. Dear Flabby, today I was walking down the street feeling sick. I saw a black woman and I threw up. Am I racist for throwing up when I saw a black person? And am I gay for throwing up seeing a woman instead of a man?
You gay racist.
Okay, do you think... Okay, just to make sure we're on the same playing field. Mm-hmm. Do black women count as women?
Some of them.
Okay, so that doesn't necessarily mean that he's gay.
Does it count as 3/5 of a woman?
You trying to show Doug up here? That's Doug's joke.
Okay, so you're 2/5 gay. So technically you are bisexual. What was the other part? Racist?
Racist.
No, you're normal.
No, you're normal.
Anthony, you watch a lot of, you watch porn with black guys, not black women, right?
Yes.
Have you watched any porn with black women?
No. I mean, on accident.
How far did you make it into it? Like, did you see their puss?
No.
Okay.
That's, no.
Can, right now, can you do, when Taylor's going to the next question, I want you to go to black woman porn.
Blackpuss.com.
And when she spreads her lips open, the contrast between the pink on the inside and the brown on the outside, it's yucky.
It's yucky.
Do that. I'll wait.
No, no, thank you.
What the
it's
fuck?
It's yucky.
Oh, it's just weird looking. I mean, because it's like...
I was joking. Of course I've seen black women in porn. Yes, of course. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, is it yucky?
Yes.
All right. Don't make me sound like I'm a bad guy here.
No, no, you did that all on your own.
All right, next question.
All right, it's from Victor. Greeting, Flabsters. I'm a 24-year-old dude from Denmark, one child, married. The question is totally unrelated to my own life, I promise. Is it immoral not to pay taxes? Thanks, proud Danish taxpayer.
No.
No, it is 100% not immoral.
Not only that, it's virtuous not to pay taxes.
But it is 100% unethical.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. 100%. Morals come from your religious belief. Ethics come from society.
Is that true?
Yes, that's fucking true. Everybody knows that except for apparently you.
I don't know. Taxes should be outlawed anyway, so whatever.
That's so fucking stupid. I'm not having that conversation again, and I'm not having your advertising conversation again.
Why not? Come on. We should have start a company that advocates for not paying taxes and advertise for them. It's like an argument against both things.
Okay, if we started a company whose sole purpose was to stop advertising and stop mm-hmm. taxes, mm-hmm. how would we get the word out? And
and how would we pay for it? It's going to be government funded, but how are we going to pay for it? Son of a bitch. You got me. You got me in a conundrum.
I actually know somebody that's like one of my grandfather's friends who has not paid taxes for years. And while it's technically not illegal, there's also punishment. So like he doesn't pay them, but he also got his license, his passport, like everything revoked. But he said he doesn't care because he's going to die in his house anyway.
What? So they don't put you in jail eventually?
I mean, the 83-year-old dude, you know, living in the countryside's not getting jailed.
Huh. Maybe I'm going to stop paying taxes. I just assume they put you in jail, like first offense.
All right. Anyway, no. So everybody should pay their share of taxes.
Oh, God, whatever.
Yeah, unless you're not going to use everything that taxes pay for. Like you specifically, Anthony, you should pay your taxes. Mm-mm. You drive on the roads. Mm-mm. You don't drive on. You fly. You drive on the grass.
Anthony, what do you think covers your welfare?
Your tax money that I don't have to pay into.
You know you don't have an argument, right? Other than just being the contrarian.
All right, next question.
All right, next question comes from Anthony Douglas. Dear Dutterbean Bong, it's been over 200 episodes, and I'm sick and tired of waiting for the answer. Who's right? It shouldn't be taking so long to figure this fucking thing out.
Me.
Next question.
All right, next question comes from Sam.
How did we land on that? As a title.
I was against it. You're like, no, this is what we're calling the show. And I was like, no, that name sucks. And then you're like, no, it's a great name.
You're making all this up. You
that's
don't
how
remember
I remember
yesterday.
It. I have no fucking clue. We started it because the show started out as like a show where we had a topic. We named the topic at the beginning and then we argued about it.
Right. But when we started the show, mm-hmm. when we started talking about the show, we didn't know what we were going to do.
Right.
So we had a bunch of names. Do you remember any of the names? Like, do you still have the text message history?
Probably. I'd have to scroll way, 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 way back. It's 4 years, so I don't know how long it keeps it.
You can search on your, can you search on your texting app?
No, I don't know. If I can, I don't know how. Do you want me to do it now?
Well, maybe look into it later. All right.
Do you remember any of the names? Cause our idea was, I think originally you were going to take one side, I was going to take the other. And then it was like, whether you believe it or not, you have to try to argue whatever side, or it morphed into something far, far beyond that. So the name doesn't really fit, but coming up with names sucks. I mean, What are we going to call it? I mean, the cool guy cast or something?
Yeah, that'll get you patrons.
Hey, how are you doing today, Joe?
Right.
really, we're the really official podcast.
Right. I never even heard of the official podcast when we first started. Okay. Was popular, what? So I've told the story a million times. I sent you a text message and with a picture of the last podcast on the left, Patreon, like a screenshot of their Patreon. They were making like $13,000 a month or whatever. And you're like, well, let's start a podcast then. that was like the seed right there. So we should have called it something to do with last podcast on the left to try to, you know, siphon off their popularity.
Why don't we just call this what it is? The money grab.
The money grab. You can't. That's a little too on the nose. You got to okay. At least you got to let people
not the
come
money
in.
Grab.
We don't need your money.
All right. Next question.
All right. It comes from Sam. Dear Flabby, kind of a serious question. What should I do if I love my girlfriend, but for some reason not attracted to her as much? She's very pretty and has a nice body, but something just doesn't work for me. In addition to that, she's the only woman I've ever been with, so I'm also torn by my desire to sleep with other people. On one hand, I'll be throwing out such a unique relationship where I fully trust and admire the person waking up to me every morning, something people might not experience all of their life, just for some cheap array of one-night stands. And on the other hand, I'm afraid of becoming bitter at her down the line and fuck up our potential family, just like my old man. Plus, as it is, I'm taking away any passion she so well deserves in the bedroom.
Yeah, don't fuck this up. Like,
don't be a shallow douchebag, man. Come on.
Okay, so one, we don't know how old this guy is. He could be 16, and I don't know why I'd be waking up with her every day, but whatever. Okay, we need more information before we can properly assess the question.
Yeah, I'm going to need a picture of her.
Tommy's got it.
The DeWalt Planer podcast. That would be great.
Ollie Blazin is suggesting we call it the Raw and Uncut podcast. I don't care for that.
No, then it just sounds like all we talk about is raunchy sex stuff.
Like, it sounds like it's just a circumcision podcast.
We should start a circumcision podcast. All circumcision talk all the time.
So we tried that. So remember, we had the conversation that we were going to do a hamster podcast.
Yes.
And then the hamster guy called in, and even the hamster guy couldn't get us where we needed to go.
Is it even fair to call him a hamster guy? He's like, yeah, I think hamsters are cool. That was the extent of it. We got this hamster expert on. Yeah, hamsters are cool. I don't know. They're like little rats. They're cool.
In our universe, he's an expert.
Right.
I guess that could work, the ham and pickle show.
We already tried that. I thought it was Hammer and Falcon at one point. Hammer and Falcon turned into Ham and Pickle. I think Ham and Pickle fits better.
Okay. Braden wants to know if we're circumcised. Yes. I can speak for Anthony. Yes, we both are. Next
yes.
question.
Yes.
All right. This comes from Sandman. Dear Flabby, here I'm again, the Sandman from the Sandland called Iraq. I made a joke 2 weeks ago about the terrorist group Hezbollah, and now they want me dead. My question is, can I crash at your place in the great freedom land America for like a year until things settle? I can pay you rent in goat milk and camel piss, and I'm willing to offer you my sister to be your wife. If you are going to ask if she is hot
yes.
or not.
Yes. you had me at camel piss.
I truly don't know. I haven't seen her face since she was 9, but she has nice ankles. Please answer quickly before Hezbollah finds my home. With all due respect, go fuck yourselves.
Love nice ankles.
Okay, so I'm going to say no.
Really? Why?
Because he's Iranian.
So?
I don't want to blow my fucking house up.
Dude, you get his sister.
I feel like reading that put me on a watch list.
I sure the fuck. I'm sure in the fuck not bringing two of them into my home.
No, once you put the one in like slutty clothes, nobody will ever know. It's, you just got to worry about the dude.
Yeah, I'll know when she's standing above me with a fucking machete.
She's going to cut your head off.
Wrong race. She has a bomb strapped to her chest.
Yeah, you can stay with me, buddy. Just bring the camel piss and your sister and we're good to go. You ever had goat milk? What are you doing?
I'm looking for something. Fuck off. Just act like I'm... Just go. I'm trying to pick something... I dropped my... I'm trying to pick something up with my feet.
Cool. All right, you can stay with me. Next question.
This is from the best sucker. Dear Flabby, right. I recently was cursed by a genie to be the world's best dick sucker. Now I know what you're thinking. How is that a curse? If I utilize this power, I will forever be known as that blowjob guy. The only way I'll be identified as the guy who can suck a golf ball through a garden hose. If I don't use the suction power, then I will never live to my potential. So what do I do? Do I give in and set up shop exploding the minds of men around the world? Or do I live with the guilt of knowing that I was not being the best I could be?
Yeah, I think that you should set up shop. You always want to try to strive to reach your full potential.
Agreed. Next question.
Exciting.
No, because that's the angle that I was going to take is if you're blessed with that gift, why would you want to keep that from the world?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, yeah.
Right. I mean, if can see,
how exciting.
How exciting, yeah.
Alrighty, Justin Yellowhair. Dear Flabby and Bukkake Boy, my friends think my wife is cheating on me with her melanin-enriched friend named Daquan. I told him that's impossible. She's really pale, even for a white girl, and he's blacker than Wesley Snipes. If they were fucking behind my back, I think I would notice her skin getting darker, but she's still pale as ever. Also, she told me she was pregnant, even though I'm sterile. She says it must be a miracle baby, but she had a feeling that God left it in the oven for too long. Anyways, what do you guys think of the situation?
I would trust your woman.
I would do the finger test.
The finger test?
Yeah, if you go in there and you can't touch the sides, then you know what she's been doing.
Yeah. But if you put your whole arm in there, still don't touch the sides. All right.
Okay, if your wife cheats on you,
mm-hmm.
So you guys have been together, what, like 40 years or 20 years at least, or something?
Yeah.
If she cheats on you,
mm-hmm.
No, wait a minute. Let's say you find out now that she cheated on you 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been faithful ever since. It was just, she went out with the girls. It was a one night thing.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't mean anything to her. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even remember it.
Okay.
Do you stay with her?
Yeah, of course.
What if he was black?
Yeah, I don't care. If there was liar. Four of them.
Fucking liar.
I think it might be better if he was black.
Why?
Well, it's kind of hot.
Well, fuck. Okay. What if it was me in blackface?
No. I wouldn't stay with him or with you. Or with you.
Oh, I would be an awesome bull.
You think so?
Yeah, how many times do I tell you to shut up anyway? Yeah, the only thing, eat my jizz, motherfucker.
Sounds so tough.
I'd come in the room. Hello there, Anthony. How'd it do? I'm gonna fuck your wife.
Oh shit. This sounds so fun.
I might even throw in a little buckwheat impersonation in there. OBKB. No, that's Fat Albert. Next question.
That's Fat Albert.
All right, from Owen. Dear Fatso the Clown, I hate my job. I am an 18-year-old guy fresh out of high school and working at Wendy's. I've only been here for a few months, but I fucking hate every moment that I'm here. The only saving grace of working here is staring at the hot manager's ass. However, the other four managers are all Indian women who are constantly nagging in Punjabi and getting mad when I don't understand them. Basically, my question is, should I continue to work at Wendy's for that sweet minimum wage paycheck and stay in the good graces of Dave Thomas, the founder of Wendy's and my personal lord and savior? Or should I quit my job and move on to greener pastures like Burger King?
I think you should quit your job and get out of fast food altogether.
No.
Why?
Did you not hear the part where he said the manager had a nice ass?
Yeah, for now. If she works at Wendy's and eats Wendy's, it'll get nice. and fat pretty quick here.
Maybe he's black and maybe he likes that.
You'd think he would have mentioned that.
Okay, so he either is going to work at Wendy's with a nice ass, mm-hmm. or he's going to go to Burger King and hope that there's another nice ass.
Yeah, when you go into an interview, look around. That's all you got to do.
So, you know, one of the things they tell you is when you're interviewing at a place to work, mm-hmm. look at the cars in the parking lot. That'll tell you what kind of company it is you're going to work for.
Even if you're getting a job at Burger King?
Well, I was gonna change that analogy to fit this.
Okay.
But you just stole that from me.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, you stole it. That means I don't have it no more.
Oh, all right. You have to look at who's dropping the kids off. what the parents' car looks like that's dropping the kids off to work at Burger King?
No, I was talking about looking at the asses. That was the analogy of looking at the cars in the parking lot is looking at the asses behind the counter. Forget it. Next question.
All right. From Penny Bottom. Dear Flabby and his manlet boyfriend, I'm currently working on collecting every "does that make me gay" response from Anthony into a video compilation or Bible that you can both do with as you please. Is this something you would be interested in receiving once completed, or will I be wasting what little time I have left on this mortal coil? Also, does consistently hearing about what makes you gay make me gay? Thanks.
Yeah. What was the question? So what is he collecting? I'm confused. It was like, I collect something, something. Am I gay?
He's collecting all the "does it make me gay" responses.
Oh, that's why I didn't understand. Because it was like, it sounded like you cut out, but there was no stop. It was like I was missing a word there.
He's just calling me illiterate.
He was collecting all the "does it make me gay." No, if you're collecting them, then you can compile them for me and put them into a book with my name on it so I can sell it.
Yes, please. We would like to see them once you have them collected. Thank you. Next question.
All right. This is from Alan the Moose. New patron here. Just wanted to ask if there was any specific event that caused you to gain that catastrophic amount of fat. Sorry if you've already answered this. Working on listening to all of your episodes.
Anthony, I assume that question's yours.
Catastrophic event. 9/11. Going with 9/11.
The Boston Marathon bombing.
Yeah. Yep. It was the combination of 9/11 and the Boston Marathon bombing. I just couldn't handle it anymore.
That's what sent me into that spiraling depression that right. could only be reckoned or satiated with Twinkies and pizza.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Alan, fuck you. Next question.
This is from Dr. Jason Flasberg. Chums, is thou wrong to sniff your finger after inserting it in thy ass, especially after a bowel movement? Second question, is it wrong to do it after you wash thy finger with soap and water in hopes of maybe the soap didn't kill all the germs and you could sue the company for hundreds of millions of dollars? I could still smell the taint even after using your product. Thanks and God bless.
Is it wrong? No, I don't think it's wrong. You want to know what you smell like inside? What's wrong with that? It's a reasonable request, right?
What is it wrong to sniff your finger after inserting it into your ass?
Yeah.
No,
of course not. How else are you going to know if you're healthy? You got to know what your insides smell like.
Do you look at your poop? Okay, Anthony, do you look at your shit when you're done shitting?
Yes.
Taylor, do you?
Yes.
You're fucking gross. Next question.
Sometimes I root through it just to see what's in there.
Okay.
You know the strainer they give you for kidney stones?
I use that all the time.
I don't know how old I was, but I know I was old enough that I shouldn't have done this. I picked one of my turds up out of the toilet bowl.
That was a catastrophic event.
that was it.
Like, I don't mean like I was a young person. Like, I was old enough to know, like, this is probably not something that normal people do.
And what did you do with it?
I was surprised how hard it was. Because, I mean, it was like a, not a rock, but like it had some density to it.
Uh-huh.
That was it.
Did you throw it against the wall, see if it stuck?
No, I picked it up higher and dropped it into the water. So I went, bloop.
Huh. Maybe I'll have to try that.
Okay. So I'm curious. Anthony, have you ever done that?
Nope.
That didn't take so.
Nope. I sure have not.
Taylor, I'm going to assume you have. You're into that sick shit.
Whatever you can film and sell for money, everything's got a price.
There you go. You're going to be rich.
Do you think that somebody would pay to see? Forget it. I'm not going to do it. Next question.
Wasn't there a website where a lady was like packaging her own shit?
Yes. Yeah, we talked
exactly.
about that.
Exactly.
So if somebody were to pay you, you would do that? You would have no problem doing that?
Picking up a turd?
Not you, her.
Oh.
Depends on the price tag.
$20.
Nah.
I can tell that we're fucking close just by how long it took you to say no.
You had to actually think about it. $22.50.
$37.63.
It's not a bad deal.
Go halvesies, Anthony.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you make two copies of that video?
Shipping and handling costs.
Shitting and handling. All right.
All right. Your next one comes from C. Nasty. Dear Flabby, I filled up my bathtub without taking a bath. I was on the toilet the whole time as the hot water filled up. I also turned on the oven to 436 Fahrenheit for 40 minutes without putting anything in there to cook. My dad would call this wasteful. However, I always make sure to turn off all the lights when I leave the room. I bring this up to him when he bitches to me about shit, but he doesn't listen. Anyway, who is right? Thanks. Love, Daddy Issues.
Who's right? What? I don't understand the question.
And are you having a hard time concentrating on when somebody else reads the question?
No. Why?
I think he's having a stroke.
Every question, it's like you heard words, but they weren't in any particular order.
No. No, just this one particular time. I don't understand. So you want to know if you're right or if your dad's right that you shouldn't run the water and turn the oven on without cooking anything?
Right.
That was,
but he shuts all the lights off when he leaves the room.
How are those two things related?
Energy efficiency.
But you left the stove on with, or the oven on with nothing cooking. Your dad's right. Quit being an asshole.
See, obviously you haven't grown up poor because that's how some people heat their houses.
God, poor. Do you open the refrigerator too for air conditioning?
I have.
God, you probably have lice too, don't you?
No,
he sticks his head in the freezer to kill the lice.
Bringing it back around full circle.
Okay, so to answer this question, I would assume let's take this question at face value.
Okay,
I would assume that this kid probably has some sort of OCD.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense, I guess. Yeah.
So maybe his dickhead father should address that issue instead of just worrying about wasting 22 gallons of water or whatever the fuck.
Okay, first of all, do you think that you can waste water? Yes. Doesn't water just come from the sky?
No.
So why are the kids in Africa dehydrated?
Different sky.
God, fuck. I can only deal with one of you at a time. Okay. Are you telling me, do you really mean that you can't waste water?
It comes from the sky. How are you going to waste it?
You have to pay for it.
Not if you have a bucket to get it from the sky. What do you mean?
You're trying really hard on this one.
No, I'm not. No, there's no, how can you wait? Okay. If you waste something, that means you no longer have it. If right. I waste water, the water still exists. Like,
but
it's still there.
Money you just wasted.
What money?
Okay, Anthony. If you take $100 and get it in, go to the bank, get $100 in ones,
mm-hmm.
walk outside and throw it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing. This is a stupid question. I'm not doing this conversation. Fuck
you're
you.
Driving this conversation.
Fuck you. Next question.
This is from Alejandro. Dear Flabby, my parents came in one day and told me I was adopted. Then I noticed my sister looking extra thick. Love the show.
I love that. Not even a question.
No, yeah, that's awesome. You're not gay at all, dude. It's cool.
I don't think the question was if he was gay.
I know.
All right, your next one comes from Joey's Frank. My left testicle hurts so much after standing a long time. This happens rarely, but if I walk over for 6 hours, it happens for sure. Or if I nutted more than 3 times the previous day, like today I took a 1 hour walk and my left ball has this ache. It is so bad that it feels like my left ball has been crushed by a hammer. I quickly went home and now I'm laying in bed in pain. And if I touch it, I get a sharp electrical pain.
There's no question. Well, Dr. Doug, what do you think?
I would say only nut twice the previous day or walk less than 6 hours.
Right. I would, if I had to guess, I'd say it's cancer. It's always cancer.
I think he's pregnant.
That could be too.
So you've experienced that though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Shut up. Next question.
This is from G-Dog. Dear Flabby and Tabby, last night my girlfriend and I were drunk and playing quarters. We got to the point in the game where we both were missing shots since we were so sloshed up. She looks at me and says that I have a booger on my nose. I wiped it away and then she says that when she was taking a shit, she blew her nose into toilet paper first and then she wiped her ass with it. I LOL at this and we finished the game. However, internally, I am conflicted with the statement. With coronavirus going around, she might have spread it to her ass. And I love eating her ass when we have sex. Nice and firm ass she has. But this confession has me scared I might get it. I mean, after all, they test to see if you have it through your nasal cavity. Should I tell her that this bugs me? She wiped her ass with toilet paper she blew her nose in. Am I just being silly? None of us have COVID or are feeling any symptoms of it.
He needs to leave her. That's obvious.
You think so?
Yeah. Anybody that sits around in this day and age and plays quarters, they're not doing anything with their fucking life. Who even plays quarters anymore?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, fuck. I should leave you. How do you not know what quarters is?
I don't know what quarters is.
So he should leave her because she plays it. You're going to leave me because I don't even know what it is.
Have you ever played a drinking game?
No.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't drink that much. Why would I?
I don't drink at all, and I've played drinking games.
Maybe you should start.
Playing drinking games or drinking?
Drinking.
I mean, I drink sometimes, but I don't see the point in it.
This show might get a lot more entertaining.
Doug, is it fun when I drink?
No. Okay. I don't even know how, I don't know where to go in this conversation that you've never played a drinking game. Like, have you ever drank with anybody other than your wife?
Maybe. No, I don't think so. Who,
next
I mean,
question.
Who else am I going to drink with?
Next question.
All right. This is from Sheen. Hello. I now post my questions on 4chan, period. They are exclusively for Flabby, but you decide to skip them. It was more than one instance, especially on your last Flabby episode when that guy read the questions. This is an official termination notarized letter tell you that my questions I'd submit or not exclusively for you. They are asked to the world.
Is he eventually going to tell us that his prince has given us a bunch of money or something?
The question I submitted a couple hours ago to you and /ADV. The one on /ADV is deleted before I read it, but it could have helped someone who had the same problem as I do. Point being, your dear Flabby exclusivity is hashtag canceled. What do you say about loosing a fellow flabber, huh, bitch?
Awesome.
Please come back.
Yes, we need you.
Give them money.
We don't want to loose you. We need you.
Do we want our show posted on 4chan or not?
I don't know. Can you do that?
Well, I mean, somebody could reference it. They can do whatever they want.
Yes. No. Yes.
What about 5chan? Let's just go with 5chan. That seems safer.
I don't know. Can we make it? Let's try 3chan first and see what happens.
How, you know, you fucker.
But what did I do this time?
So however many years ago it was, it was... How long ago did we first meet each other?
2011.
Okay. So 2011, you introduced me to 4chan. And then you immediately said, no, I don't go there anymore.
No, I never went there that much in the first place. but it was.
Right, but I was hooked.
Then yeah, I was going to say, then you got hooked. But then it wasn't long after that that you introduced me to Reddit. So same type of thing, right? I mean.
Next question.
All right. I'm going to read this name a little differently. First name Nick, last name Gurr. Dear Daddy Doug and Femboy Anthony, are you down for a threesome? I could make it a foursome if you want Kaya to get on it. I'm a 300-pound Caucasian male, and I'm down for anything. Winky face. XOXO, your little cum slut.
Why do I got to be the femboy? That's offensive.
No.
No. Why? Is it because he's fat?
No, because he's he. That
are you fat phobic?
You don't like fat guys or what? Because he's he. All right. So what if it was a 300-pound woman?
Okay.
And Kaya and me?
It's not gay.
All right.
Just go. Next question.
This is from Ryan. My dad died when I was 8 years old.
A few years ago. Are we just stopping it there?
A yep, few years
you're definitely
ago.
Gay.
You're raised by a woman.
A few years ago, I started making jokes about him being dead. Like, sorry, can't come to work today. My dad is dead. Shit like that. Since you are both dads, I'd like to know if you guys would appreciate your kids making dead dad jokes after you're gone. I know my dad would be pissed about it, but he's dead, so who cares what he thinks? Autistic listener.
I would, and being 100% serious about this, I would love it. Love it. It would be amazing. That means that you raised your kids right. You should be able to joke about anything. If something upsets you, the best way to deal with it is to fucking joke about it and get it out in the open.
Which is why we're always talking about 9/11, because it hit us so hard.
Right. That's why I'm so fat.
It crashed down on us like 110 stories of concrete and steel.
Why do you think jokes about my mom are hilarious? That's where all the pain.
Dead?
Yeah. No, she might as well be. I mean, that's where all the pain comes from. Then jokes come out of that. It's the best thing you can do is joke about everything.
Okay. Do you really believe that?
Yes.
No, you don't.
Well, then what'd you ask for? What? Why? Why would I not believe that?
So, okay. When somebody dies,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Nutsack. When Nutsack died,
mm-hmm.
Did you call his mom and start saying like, ha ha?
No, but I wanted to. So it's a little different because I wasn't really that close with him, and I don't know his mom. Like,
which would make it funnier.
For me, not for her. I'm just talking about me personally.
I'm just trying to start a conversation. I agree with you.
But I told, maybe this isn't the best thing to do, but I told my kids if like I've had the stomach ache going on like 3 weeks now. I'm like, hey, if I've got cancer and I die, one of you guys is gonna have to take over.
You didn't promise them that fucking mixer, did you?
No, I told them it's yours.
All right,
I left it in my will. That's it. That's all I got.
Alrighty, your next one. Dear Mr. and Miss Flabby, whenever I watch porn and start showing my meat the business, I will sometimes get off track from what I'm watching and think about a femboy sucking me off. This sounds gay, however, I'm dominating the man and abusing his throat. Am I gay? Yes. By the way, thanks, Mr. Flab, for doing the voice clips a bit ago.
Is there a date on that?
There is no date.
It is from September 21st.
Awesome. So yes, if you fantasize about men, you're gay. Unless
not
you're
true. Not true.
100% true.
Not
that's
true.
Like the definition of gay.
Not true. Not if you are mid-whack.
What if it's a guy in drag?
Mid-whack. Did you say a guy in drag? So isn't that just fantasizing about a woman?
But it's a guy.
But how do you know that if you're just fantasizing? Are you fantasizing because it's a guy or because it's a guy in drag?
Don't you think that your rules are just too much to keep up with?
No. You have to think all these things through all the time.
Now, what if it's a trans guy or a trans girl?
I don't know what that means. Which one's the one with the penis?
A chick with a dick.
Gay.
Hot. What?
If you have a penis and you think sexually about somebody else with a penis, gay. It's pretty straightforward, right? If you think that docking would be hot, gay. Right?
Okay. That I agree with you. Docking, gay.
Gay. But butt sex with another man, not gay?
Who's fucking?
there's no question. There's no quantifying any of this.
If I fuck you, that makes you gay. Me not gay. It makes me more of a man and makes you a woman.
I don't think that's the way it works.
You ever been to prison, motherfucker?
If our balls are slapping together.
No.
Neither one of us is a woman.
No. No ball slapping. You're right. If I'm fucking you from behind, that's not gay. But if my balls, especially now that I've got old man balls, if they fly under and they graze your balls, gay.
See, your rules are just getting to be too much.
Okay, so that's what we should do. If he really is, hold on a second. Garrett.
All right.
What do you want me to read? I missed something, and I'm trying to keep up on the chats. Leave me alone. Fuck. I'm doing the best that I can here.
I'm doing the best I can. Oh, so, no.
What was I talking about?
I don't remember. Ball slapping?
Next question.
This comes from Deep Voice ASMR. All right, weird story time. When I was 18, I started working at a machine shop.
Hold on. I need you to read this in a deep ASMR voice.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yes, you can do anything you put your mind to.
All right.
Asian deep AMR voice.
When I was 18, I started working at a machine shop making airplane parts. Things were going okay for a couple months, and then one day I went rummaging around for a marker in my supervisor's office and found a notebook full of dirty stories about
me
and
her. Your deep voice sucks.
I'm sorry I don't have a dick.
Me too.
Want one?
Apparently she liked writing that stuff down. Hot, I guess. Anyway, 2 months after that, we got a hotel room together and fucked for 7 hours straight. After that night, I found out her husband is the head engineer for the company, and they are swingers. I heard about people doing this kind of stuff, but never thought I would find myself in a situation like this. Anyway, after a year, I broke it off with them. It was cool but weird. You know what I mean?
No. Next question.
So I don't hold on. Anytime somebody's telling you a story and they say, we fucked for 7 hours straight, don't you immediately call bullshit on the whole story?
No.
Okay. Next question.
Because he has given us money on super chats before. So I don't want to jeopardize that relationship.
Anytime I hear somebody telling a story and they're like, yeah, we fucked for 7 hours straight. You're lying.
Or you're just not good at it. Or you don't know what fucking is.
Maybe that's what it is.
Okay. First, Anthony looks so young. There. Now I can move on with my life. Okay. Would you even want to?
To fuck for 7 hours?
Yes.
No.
Doesn't that just sound completely fucking exhausting?
Yes. Yeah, there's a reason why I don't go to the fucking gym every day. I'm out of shape, man. 7 hours? Do you know how long 7 hours is? Ridiculous.
It's almost like 8 hours.
Exactly.
Can Doug even stay awake for 7 hours without having a sugar crash?
Answer the question.
Aha! I've got Kit Kats.
All right.
Just go.
Your next one comes.
Go.
It comes from Jeremy. Dear Flabby, I have a twin brother and I want to know who is the accident between me and my brother if my mom and dad just wanted one kids. Ho, and by the way, I'm a French Canadian. Does that make me gay?
Yes.
Yes, and you're both accidents if you're French Canadian.
Nope, he's not gay.
No? Why?
If he's French, he's gay. Uh-huh. If he's Canadian, he's gay. But two negatives make a positive.
Two gays make a straight? Is that what you're saying?
What's the, who's the accident? You are. I don't know.
Whoever came out for second. Whoever came out second. Whoever
didn't reach.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, I think that's probably it. Whoever came out second is the accident. That's obvious. Right.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But yes, you're gay.
All right, your next one comes from Brian. What is the bare minimum of money for you two to drop everything this second and become gay porn stars with each other? The minimum is per each 1 hour porn video and must contain a variety of acts to specify. You will split this money 50-50 to keep in mind.
For an hour of sex? Like all kinds of different sex? I don't know. What do you think?
$100?
So I only get $50?
Deal.
Okay. All right, yeah. $100.
How much for it to go on film? Probably, I'm thinking like maybe $50,000.
That doesn't make any sense. That's not even life changing money. Why would
you need to know the worth of your product? And it is definitely not $50,000.
Shut up.
Fuck off.
So you're saying
Taylor, all you had to say is you didn't want to come back.
So, I already told you I'm dropping my tear.
So you're saying you wouldn't pay $50,000 to see our sex tape?
No. That was the price for us to make it. They're going to have to put it in syndication to make their money back off of it.
Do you get royalties?
I wasn't talking about somebody paying us $50,000 for them to have the video. I was talking about we get paid $50,000.
Yes.
For the video to get made, then they do with it whatever they want.
Yeah, and she said that nobody would pay enough money for them to make their money back on it, is what she's saying. And yeah, I was
she obviously doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about.
Taylor, how much would you pay to see a video of me and Doug having sex?
You'd have to pay me.
How much?
$20?
A grand.
All right. So we're going to need $51,000.
All right.
All right. This comes from Mailman. Can we have a fan fiction contest where Doug and Anthony read their favorites on a podcast? The fiction doesn't have to be sexual, but it's a podcast idea where you don't have to do much preparation.
Yes.
God, that gave me a fucking... Oh my God.
As long as that guy's not writing it, yep.
And Doug took out his cook.
All right. We got Falbigail Flabby. Dear Flabby, what were some of the insults Kaya used to help you lose weight?
Hold on a second.
Holy shit, a super chat. Eric Rye, when is the OnlyFans account coming? 6 to 8 weeks.
What, are you shipping it from China?
I don't fucking know. Just sounds reasonable.
Okay, so we had that conversation about getting away from Patreon.
Yep.
So, fuck yeah, because somebody said they would leave if we went only to OnlyFans.
Right.
But what if we do both?
Yep. I think yes.
Fuck you, man.
I think both would be good, but that's just more work of having to upload it to two places.
Taylor, are you interested in doing a show together?
I told you I'm dropping my tear. I'm done with this shit.
Done with this shit. fuck.
Well, you made it a week. That's all right.
This is my first and last time ever listening to another podcast.
Oh, we ruined all podcasts for you forever. Perfect.
Yeah. Send us all your fan fiction and we'll do a special fan fiction episode.
You just went back a question.
Yeah, I was going to say,
care.
I think
I don't care. I don't care. I want to be done. Right now, I am missing season four, I think, of the finale of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Fuck, you're old.
Oh, that's great.
Kai, it wasn't that Kai was using insults to help me lose weight. It was more of a out of spite to him is why I stuck to it. Next question.
All right, from Macaroni Pot. I've been dating this girl for a while. We really love each other. However, a week ago, her father and mother both died in a car wreck. And she stopped.
Yep, you're gay.
And she stopped having sex with me. How do I convince her to sleep with me? Or if that fails, how do I woo her best friend? Please don't read my email address on the show. Listen to every episode.
I think wooing her best friend is the best thing you can do. It'll really help her get through this time.
Okay, hold on. This one came in September 24th. So by now, they're probably back to fucking.
God, I hope so.
If not, if this is permanent, you just cut your losses and leave. Mm-hmm.
Like, you haven't even considered the obvious answer. Rape.
All right. Now's when I ask Taylor, are you ready to start a show with me?
You already know the answer to that.
Taylor, how old are you?
19.
Okay, so it's safe to talk about rape then. All right.
it's always safe to talk about rape.
So if I remember right, like, what is it? You live with your dad and you have two moms or something?
I live with my dad and my mother is a lesbian who lives in Florida.
Okay, so that means you don't live in Florida.
Yes.
You're a great interviewee.
What do you want me to say?
How long has your mom lived with your other mom?
Been a lesbian.
So she actually didn't start being a lesbian until I think I had to have been like 15 or 16.
Did you walk in on her? Oh, that's fucking hot.
Well, no. She wrote me letters from prison.
Oh, this gets better.
What was she in prison for?
Child abuse and drugs.
Like against you? Like did she finger you and stuff?
No, I just got beat.
Oh, that's boring as shit.
That's boring as shit. What the fuck?
All right. So was your dad a good dad?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. That's boring.
So she wrote you letters and told you that she was a lesbian while she was in prison?
She didn't tell me she was a lesbian until after she got out of prison. And she basically said that the reason she was such a shitty parent was because she was a lesbian and her parents didn't accept her. So that caused her to do terrible things.
Hmm. Do you talk to her now?
Every now and then.
You want us to call her?
That could be fun.
I think she works the night shifts at Sonic, so.
Oh, fuck. It's best that you have nothing to do with her.
she sounds successful.
So how are you doing in the self-esteem department?
I'm doing great. Well, I mean, it sounded sarcastic.
It sounded sarcastic when you said that, but the tone didn't. But that was a weird answer.
I'll leave it up to you guys.
That's never a good idea.
Do you have marks from where you cut yourself?
Yes.
I knew it. Do you still do that?
That was a joke. No.
Oh, damn it. Anthony, I don't know if you remember or not, but I got a fetish for that.
Uh-huh.
All right, next question.
Alrighty. This is from Caleb. Dear Frodo, my name is Caleb.
Taylor, have you ever listened to any of our Dear Flabby episodes?
Yeah. I can't remember which one, though.
You can see how it gets frustrating, right?
Yeah.
And these are the ones that I filtered out.
I think you should just stop podcasting.
I think you should start.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Last year, Flabby, one of your listeners wanted to know my location so they could come fuck me. However, you were the ones that encouraged them to do that since you continually said fuck Caleb on all your podcasts. If this person does come and fuck me, can I sue you guys for sexual assault since you encouraged it, even if I like it?
Yes.
Fuck Caleb, man. He's always doing this shit.
You can sue whoever you want for whatever you want. I don't care.
Does he give you guys money? Is he a patron?
Yeah, that's why we said fuck Caleb.
Yeah, so there's not much you can do here. He gives you guys money.
We'll use that money to give you to sue us.
All right, this one's from Blaine. Dear Doug and whoever that other guy is, after some thinking, awesome. I have come to the conclusion that you two are homosexual because you make a podcast that satisfies other men, and satisfying men is gay.
That's the ultimate twist.
Son of a bitch. I don't know that I have an argument against that. Fuck. I don't want to be gay.
Okay. No. Here's why.
All right.
Because we make this podcast specifically for the female demographic, 18 to 25.
24. 25-year-olds are gross.
With lice. It just so happens that we only have one person in that demographic, but everybody, like, we're podcasting specifically for that age group. Uh-huh. Whoever else finds it, that's not on us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not gay.
All right. This next one's really fucking long. However, it does come with a too long didn't read.
All right. Just read that part.
All right. That one is to quit your job and live off the show. Get rid of Anthony and replace him with a pet rock or something. At least the rock can be used as a paperweight.
I can't hold down paper? Fuck. Well, that was it?
I can read the whole email.
I mean,
it's fucking long, though.
No, I'd rather you not. Especially since, you know, it's not very flattering.
It's him shitting on Anthony the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
vote to read it.
That's not cool.
I'll read the first paragraph.
Yeah, please do. Thanks.
I am so fucking sick of this stupid fucking advertising argument. Anthony, you do not care about editing for the show, for better listening, covering up all your retarded mouth noises, or right. God forbid, trying to be funny instead of sitting there chuckling like a dumb bimbo while right. Doug does all the heavy lifting. For bimbo. Real, here's how every episode goes. And then he does a breakdown.
Go ahead and continue.
Yeah, actually, I'm interested now.
Doug, let's buy a septic tank and fill it with Section 8 black kids. Anthony, a septic tank. Doug, we'll get in with fried chicken. Anthony, right, right. So for some reason, Anthony does not care about the quality of the show in any aspect, except for when it comes to advertising. 2 minutes of the show where you will shill for a fucking ball razor or some shit is going to lower the quality of the show by so much. So here's the thing. I don't feel good about shilling a product I wouldn't buy. Well, you aren't going to be doing the shilling. Doug is, because he does everything else. Well, it's my show too. I mean, is it? I bet if you left the show and Doug stayed, 95% of the fans would listen. If Doug left, you wouldn't have a show at all. I don't even know why I got so fucking heated. I just hate this ad conversation over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
You missed a couple overs.
So... all right, let's talk about doing advertisements. I'm against it.
Jesus, fuck.
Fuck advertisers.
You sell yourself for anything else.
Me?
Both of you.
But how do I sell myself?
I'll do a porno with Doug for $51,000.
Shut up. God. If I would have known that you were going to use my words against me, yeah, nothing probably would have changed. I don't know.
You didn't even
know.
Do anything. Doug sent me everything.
Yeah. So?
See? You don't do shit for the show.
You have you have no idea how big of a pain in the ass this was to get these questions over to her.
Was it?
It's not my fault. You can't send a fucking PDF.
That would have just added another step.
What did you do? Did you email them over to her one by one?
No, he sent me a zipped file. It didn't work.
Well, Kevin figured it out. So shut the fuck up.
If it didn't work, then how are you reading them?
Through a Google Doc.
Like I said, it was a pain in the ass. I had to copy and paste every email into a Google Doc.
Gay.
All for this. This is the fucking payoff. For her to come on here and fucking shit on us.
Bing. Awesome.
But I'm still giving you guys like $5 a month.
It's worth it. Elijah McCarty. Am I the only one that likes Anthony? Probably. I'm going to say yes. I think there's probably at least 3 people out there that like me.
I like you.
Yes.
Do you though?
4. Sometimes.
All right, this next one is the opposite of the previous. It's really short. It's from Edwin the Toad. Dear Flabby, do you have burger nipples? If not, why not?
How would you know? If not, why not? How would you know that? Genetics.
Luckily, I don't have to answer the why not. How big are your areolas, Anthony?
This.
Like pancakes.
Like pancakes.
How big are your wife's?
They kind of look like pepperonis with the grease dripping off them and everything.
Yours are your wife's.
It's like somebody put a piece of sausage right in the middle of a greasy pepperoni. That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Right. Okay. This comes from Dumb Bunny. Hey, Doug, I've been listening to the show for about a long time and have a request for you to fulfill if possible. My favorite part of the show is when you guys do your shout outs and you play that jingle. You know, the one that starts out like da 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 do da da da. Anyways, I was wondering if you could send me the MP3 of that jingle because I really enjoy it and would like to try learning it on piano as well as play drums along to it. Thanks.
You were so close.
So close.
Hold on a second. All right. I'm going to try to do this on the fly.
All right.
You know, that means it's not going to work, right?
It means it's going to work out great.
All right. We'll go here and then here. Okay, Taylor, I need you to read that part again.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Go.
Da 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 do da 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 do da da do da. Da 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 do da 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 do da da do da.
Got it. All right, I want to do a practice. All right, Anthony, you want to do our new patron shout outs?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, it looks like we've got
da 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 do da da do da da do da.
I love it. Classic.
Yeah, I'm not giving you the song. Next question.
All right, this comes from Balaz. Dear Flabby and Synth Soy Boy, I usually listen to music in the shower, but Spotify auto-played your podcast instead, and I decided to go with it because I was already wet. Am I gay for touching my dick while listening to two men talk? Are you guys criminals because I'm not of age?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Turn it off.
Yeah. Yes and no.
I'm not going to jail for this shit. I'm not going back.
Going back. You're not. You've never been to jail. You're not that hard.
Okay.
You wouldn't last a day in jail.
Are two very different things.
You ever been to jail?
Who are you talking to?
Taylor.
No, but my mom's been to prison. So she came out gay, so I imagine that wasn't the great experience.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
So do you think that she went in straight and came out gay or went in gay and came out fulfilled?
Oh, no, she 100% went in straight.
So you think she just fell in love with, so is she, I'm confused.
Doug, she has me. She had to have sex with a man to have me.
That doesn't mean that she, maybe well, he was a beard.
She was liking dick.
No, maybe she was suppressing her feelings.
She has two other kids.
Maybe she was suppressing a lot of feelings. All right, next question.
This is from Jamar.
Black guy.
You have to get the diversity in here.
Have you ever had sex with a black guy?
No.
I was talking to Anthony.
Maybe.
To the urgent. Duck. Shut up.
Go ahead.
To the urgent request for your respondents. Da, 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 do, da, da, da. Whatever I eat, it seems that it upsets my stomach. Even the littlest thing, like if I eat watermelon, I would have to poop. Today I was having mild stomach issues after consuming two chicken wings nuked in the microwave, cinnamon toast crunch, and an apple. I was picturing me viewing my shit from the perspective of an unlucky fly inside the toilet bowl. The toilet seat is crooked, so I would be sitting at an angle. I was also imagining my asshole pumping out a fat, uneven, edgy black shit. You know the different colors and liquid concentrations of excrements can tell you whether your GI is healthy or not? Well, I was expecting a solid blackie. Sadly, though, it was a tiny horseshoe light brown turd. Am I insane for wanting my ass to suffer? By the way, the fly that used that turd is a fucking lily pad.
What? Yes. What's the question? I don't understand.
That was a long way around. What was the question? Yep.
What's the question?
Is he insane for wanting his ass to suffer?
Yes.
Yeah, and gay.
Okay. Am I the only one that picked up that his name was Jamar and the food that he had to eat was watermelon?
And chicken wings.
Nuked in the microwave.
You think this is fake?
Yes. I bet his name's not really even Jamar.
It's probably like Kyle or Kevin. All right, your next one comes from Crayola Ham.
Skip.
Okay.
Hold on. Do you want to read this from him or not?
I kind of want to know. How old is it?
October 2nd.
Yes. Yes, I want to know. I want to hear that one.
All right. Dear stunning, brave, flabby ham, pickle, hamison, piccolo, and pony, I am having a very serious issue. My wife has recently left me for my mother. They call me every day while having intercourse.
All right, okay, stop. Nope. Read the next one. We're not doing that.
This comes from Nastrick.
All right.
Dear Flabby, I'm a man who identifies as a male, and recently I was bored and decided to experiment. I bought a dildo and lube and decided to see how it felt when I inserted it into my butt. I lubed it up and worried it might be uncomfortable and painful, started to insert it. However, I was shocked to learn that it went in no problem. In fact, I could hardly feel it. I gave it another go, a bit harder and faster, and felt okay, not great, not bad. This has me worried. My question is this. How do I stop this awakening something within me and stay straight? I'm straight, or at least I thought so. Any advice to help me stay straight and not become a raging homo? No homo.
Yeah, don't stick things up your butt.
No, don't listen to him. Stick anything up your butt you want.
I have a really simple solution.
Is it pegging. Rape? Did you say pegging?
Yeah.
That's gay.
It's not gay.
If a woman's doing it, it's not gay.
Gay.
Not gay.
You guys are so gay.
Do you want to take this to court?
Anthony's upset because he's only had sex with his wife.
Why would I be upset about that?
Haha, you're upset. Fag.
He doesn't have experience.
Okay, Anthony. Okay, then you're gay, right?
No.
Your wife's fingers have been up your butt.
Yeah, fingers. That's different.
It's a dick with knuckles. It's
God, I wish my dick had knuckles.
Come here.
It's a dick with knuckles. Is that the name of the show? Dear Flabby 13, dick with knuckles.
Okay, yeah. So not gay. Anything that you do with a woman is not gay. No matter what it is.
Unless you're fantasizing about a guy.
See? She gets it, no, maybe.
Yeah, if your wife is pegging you and you're thinking about a guy, it's a little gay.
If you're...
Okay, man.
If your wife is shoving her fucking fake cock up your ass, you are gay. It doesn't matter what you're thinking about.
No, no.
Because if you're thinking about your wife, then you wouldn't be having your wife shove something up your ass. You would be having sex with your wife.
Said the man who had fingers in his ass.
It's different. It's totally different.
Yeah, so okay, we all agree, not gay. Next question.
From Jerry. Dear Flabby, please tell us more about you trying to kill yourself. It helps me get off when porn doesn't do it. Seriously, though, it helps to listen to it when I'm contemplating it. And I appreciate making a story, usually told choking back tears being interrupted by Anthony's loud fapping. Thank you again. So have you actually tried to kill yourself?
Yeah. Well, so
how'd that go?
I'm here, so not well.
He sucked at it.
I can't even do that right.
There was a whole episode about it.
There's an episode called Suicide Solution where I guess I talk in it about it in depth.
Did you max out the weight limit of the rope?
Goodbye. Fuck. God, you're a cunt. Next question.
This is also from Jerry. Dear Flabby.
Skip it. Fuck it.
Now we're just burning through them. Fuck it.
All right. The next one's from Jesse.
No, you can read that one.
Okay. Please sell Gamer Guy Sweat. Thank you on behalf of horny altar boys everywhere.
Gamer Guy Sweat. All right. You want to play a mad game of Uno and sell our sweat?
No. I want to quit podcasting.
I've done my job here.
This is the point in Dear Flabby where I'm questioning why we started this.
What are you doing with your life?
Next question.
From Jesse. I'm in need of your expert advice. I'm worried about my youngest brother. He is 21 years old and works in a retail job at a grocery store that he hates. He's criminally underpaid and his bosses treat him like garbage. They made him clean human feces off a bathroom stall, even though his job at the time was a cart pusher. What little money he makes, he spends recklessly on Steam games and other forms of escapism. I'm really concerned as his older sister, but I'm not sure what I can do to help him see that he's wasting the money that he works so hard for. How do I get Ian to stop increasing his Patreon pledges?
Next question. Each week? Next question. Moving on.
That's funny.
From Peter. Dear Cinnamon and Toast, about an hour and a half ago, I received some devastating news. The reggae song I was playing in my classroom for my students to listen to during quiet time had a totally different meaning than I was to believe. I don't speak Rasta, so it was hard to grasp what was being said. A staff member told me that the song, Boom Bye Bye, was homophobic. I thought it was about killing police officers. How do I explain this mistake to the kids? Some are deaf and mute, so they may not care since they don't have feelings or emotions.
Awesome.
Is that Anthony, you speak Rastafarian. Is that a song?
I don't speak Rastafarian.
Okay, I'm going to fact check this.
All right, what's it called?
Boom, boom, bye.
Boom, bye, bye.
Whatever. World is in trouble. World is in trouble. Anytime Buju Bantan come, baddie boy, get up and run. At gunshot me, head back. Here I tell him now, crew. Boom, bye, bye. In a baddie boy head. Rude boy, no promote, no nasty man. I bet this sounds a lot cooler when a black guy does it.
Is that why it's homophobic?
I'm confused.
Maybe if I tried it in a Rastafarian accent, it would be better.
All right.
Rude boy. No promote, no nasty man. Dumb hoppy dad. Hitch him up on a rubber on and lie down in a bed. Hug up on another. Yeah, next question.
Now boy. I got to listen to that song, rude boy.
Olaf Flabbers, a new story got me pondering.
Didn't he have a question?
Hold on. How do I explain the mistake to the kids?
If they're deaf and mute, you don't.
Don't you have like a fucking dry erase board or something? Next question.
A new story got me pondering. There was this babysitter who kidnapped a kid. She drove across state lines and was eventually caught. My question is, does she still get paid? I mean, she is watching the kid and the kid was unharmed. She took the kid on a road trip to sightsee. The parents were gone for 5 hours, and then on hour three, she decided to take the kid on a trip. Does she get paid for the 2 hours after she was at the house? What about travel expenses like gas? What if she changed the kid's dirty diaper or bought him crackers to eat? Let's say she kept the receipts. Thanks.
Okay. Yes, she would get paid, but not reimbursed for gas.
Why?
Because that's not a deal. When you watch kids, how you choose to entertain the kids is on you. But she should get paid for the time that she had the kids.
Yeah. And if she got away with the kidnapping, I would say she should get paid for overtime, for all the extra time. You know what I mean?
So let that be a lesson to you babysitters out there. You need to, when they're asking you what your rate is, make sure you include legal fees.
Now, see, in high school, I used to babysit, and I didn't think about the possible consequences of this. And one of the kids I watched tried to stab me with a pencil.
Really? How old was the kid?
Like 8 or 9.
Wait a minute. What you said doesn't make any sense. You said you didn't think of the consequences of this.
Yeah, the kid was fucking nuts.
What'd you do to provoke him?
I didn't do shit. I think that same day he also threw a cup of juice across the kitchen and then fucking like tried to put his brother in a headlock.
Was he like retarded or something?
I don't know. The mother kept telling me he had ADHD.
Did you say, no, your kid's just an asshole.
Did he have like retard strength? Like when he threw the juice cup, did it go super fast?
Yeah.
So when he tried to stab you, did you hit him?
You know who could take that retard down? The agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
It's almost like you're preoccupied.
Yeah, I'm watching it on another screen right now.
And you wonder why you don't have more viewers.
No, I don't.
No, I don't. I don't think we do. I don't think either one of us wonders that.
We have another Jamar on here.
Probably the same. I think there's only one.
All right. My sister and I started having sex back when we were in middle school. I was an autistic geek and she was way too mature for her age, so neither of us got much attention from the opposite sex. It went on for years until she got married. I lost my virginity to my sister and I've never had sex with anyone else. I'm now almost 30 and I've never been in a successful relationship. My sister has tried to help me, but I've just kind of accepted now that I'm a lost cause. My sister and I are still really close and we spend a lot of time together. Every once in a while, she brings up the topic of my love life and I have to admit I haven't had any luck. When she notices how down I'm feeling after our conversation about my non-existent love life, she grabs my hand and leads me to the bedroom and has sex with me to cheer me up. This happens once a month. Her pussy feels amazing, but I feel emasculated after having sex with her. I mean, how much of a loser do I have to be that my sister is the only one who is willing to have sex with me? But I feel guilty for feeling this way. I should be grateful. After all, I'd still be a virgin if it weren't for my sister.
This is
still really long. There's like 3 more paragraphs.
But I mean, I'm saying, is she hot? Every one of these should have a picture. If you're asking anything about a female, it should always include a picture.
I'm going to skip down a couple paragraphs. Part of me really likes our relationship. Having sex with your sister is an amazing experience. Maybe I'm biased because I've never had sex with a stranger, but there is a level of trust that just doesn't exist with anyone else. I know she's doing this for me because she loves and cares about me, but I can't help feel depressed even though it feels amazing every time we do it. I feel conflicted because I enjoy it, but I feel bad afterwards. What should I do?
Is your mom's girlfriend hot?
Which one is the hot one in the relationship?
Neither. I can send you guys a picture.
Yes, please.
Give me a second. You two discuss while I do this.
All right. I don't know that I can concentrate. Okay, so let's assume this question seems to be worded too well to be one of our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either
copy pasta.
Yeah, but let's pretend it's not.
Okay.
So if the sister uses birth control,
mm-hmm,
and they're consenting adults,
mm-hmm,
I say go for it.
Yeah. If she's not, I say go for it too. You like it. She likes it. Once a month, you guys get together and fuck. Who cares? It's fine.
Okay, now I say don't go for it.
Why?
Because you're saying go for it.
But I said go for it if she's hot.
Okay, I say go for it if she can cook.
Touche. That's weird having your sister cook you a meal.
There you go, Doug.
All right. Is your mom the white one or the black one?
The white one.
Was that a serious question?
Yeah.
That is so awesome.
Do you have the pictures, Anthony?
No.
Okay, I'll describe them to you.
Okay. One's white and one's black.
So the white one, you know how you can look at a girl? Up until this point, I thought you could look at a woman and think that you knew if she fucked black guys.
Uh-huh.
She looks like that.
Oh. I know what that looks like.
Yeah, she has the I fuck black guys haircut.
Gotcha.
But then the apparently the guy that she's fucking is a woman.
Do you see why I say that I'm pretty sure she's probably straight? There's got to be some like compensation going on.
Yeah, because your black mom has a mustache.
Your black mom. I love it.
But your mom looks like she could have been cute, though.
I mean, before she got fat.
Well, all I can see is from her second chin up.
Does your dad still talk to her?
Oh, fuck no. That is the only person he legitimately hates.
Really?
He doesn't hate your new black mom?
She hasn't done anything yet.
Will black mom get you anything for Christmas?
No.
Do you get black mom
Sonic.
Anything? They both work at Sonic?
Yeah. Although I think the white one got a job at Dairy Queen lately. So she's doing double shift.
Doing double shift from Sonic to Dairy Queen. God, that's awesome. Did your mom go to college?
No. What the fuck am I?
I'm just curious.
What, are you just grasping at straws?
Just grasping at straws.
I think I have a picture of when she was younger, too.
What?
Before she was a lesbian.
Allegedly. There's nothing in these pictures that lead me to believe that she's a lesbian.
So they had me very young. She was 18 when she had me. And this was her... when she found out she was pregnant with me.
How is your dad taking it that your mom is now with a black woman?
I mean, she did a lot of drugs.
Yeah, this picture of her that from when she was younger, is that your dad?
Yes.
This does not look like somebody that's going to end up going to prison and marrying a black woman man.
Woman man. I think I'm starting to understand how like why you listen to our show. I think I get it.
Can we okay. Did her and your dad split up before she went to prison?
Yes. They split up when I was like not even two.
What does your dad do?
He is a carpenter.
Please tell me that he's got a black boyfriend.
No, he just got married to my stepmom last year.
Is she black?
No.
Is she normal?
They're both mildly racist.
They're both no shit. Mildly racist.
If some black lady in prison took my wife from me, I'd be racist too.
Go ahead.
She's been his ex-wife for almost 18 years now.
What would that do to you, Anthony, if your wife left you for a black lady that works at Sonic?
You've got the timeline messed up here.
Not in my world.
She had me. had my brother. They divorced. Then she got with another guy, and then she got with another guy, and then she got with another guy, and then she had my other brother, and then she got with another guy. He got shot and killed by the police, and then she went to jail, and now she has a fiance that's a woman.
Wow. Are you sure she didn't go to college somewhere in there?
Positive.
Did she happen to date anybody named George Floyd?
I don't even know. We're on the East Coast.
Next question.
There's only one last question. It's from Hamil. From Hamil.
Okay.
Is it true what my boyfriend says? You can't call yourself a good girlfriend unless you offer your younger sister to him now and then?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's most definitely true.
Well, fuck, my sister's 9.
Then no, that's not true at all. We're going to go with nope.
I think that depends on what part of the world you're from. Do you live in Missouri?
No.
Oh, then it's a no. All right. One last super chat. Then hold on.
Da, 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 do, da, 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 do, da, da, do, da. How do I report a show?
Oh, my God. Elijah McCarty. Hopefully Anthony doesn't have any sisters. I do. I have 3 sisters and a brother.
Are they
hot? No.
They're black?
No. One of them looks... No, I don't know. Are you allowed to think your sisters are hot? I don't know.
Well, if you have to ask that.
I think they just look normal.
How do you have any hopes of fucking them if you're not going to just know if they're hot?
I don't know. God.
Should we make that our new super chat sound?
Yes. Absolutely. You got to figure out how to put it on the loop so it'll just keep playing.
You know, if I wasn't dropping my tear before, I sure as fuck am now.
I really want to hang around here for one more super chat, even if it's just 99 cents. We'll wait.
We'll wait. Do.
You don't make this awkward. Come on. I don't want to beg.
Yes, you do.
All right. Looks like we're going to get out of here.
All right. Taylor, that was fun.
Da 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 do da 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 do da da do da.
Luke DeDuke, ever heard of the War of the Triple Alliance? It ended with Paraguay getting 90% of their male population killed. Well, that sucks for them.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.